After being misdiagnosed with a breast infection, I saw a breast surgeon and was told I had inflammatory breast cancer. I had an 11-centimeter tumor in my left breast, and the cancer had spread to 20 lymph nodes and a rib. I needed chemotherapy, surgery, and radiation, and I was given 2 years to live if the treatment didn't work. But when 3 rounds of chemo failed, my only option was a clinical drug trial. My oncologist at UCSF found a phase 2 trial for me, and I was accepted on a trial at City of Hope in Los Angeles, which required me to travel from Marin County to LA every week for 6 months. The cost of the trial medication and the lab work was covered, but the travel costs were not. The trial worked, though, and I was scheduled for surgery. In 2013, I had a 13-hour surgery, a double mastectomy, as well as my ovaries and fallopian tubes and 19 lymph nodes removed. I then had 40 days of radiation therapy and breast reconstruction a year later. I remained on chemotherapy for 2 more years and was declared no evidence of disease in May 2015. I am still on hormone therapy, and I still see my oncologist every 3 months for blood work, and I get scans every 6 months. What most people don't realize about cancer is the never-ending lists of tests and appointments and prescriptions, each with a copay. Here's an example. In 4.5 years, I've had 5 mammograms, 4 bone scans, 8 PET scans, genetic testing, 3 MRIs, more than 600 blood draws, 4 hospital stays, 6 biopsies, and hundreds of prescriptions filled, not to mention the specialist visits, physical therapy, and dermatology. We had health insurance through my husband's small business, and even with that, within 1 month, my out-of-pocket payments had already reached $25,000. What the ACA did was protect my pre-existing condition, and it also capped our life and yearly deductibles. Without those caps, my treatment decisions would have been very different. We can't let cancer take our physical health as well as our financial health.